Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Religious Education for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome to Labors of Love, everyone. I'm your host, Margaret Alleria, and I'm here with my two guests, Sister Teresa Marie Diaz and Hilda Gonzalez from the Pax Christi Retreat Center. How are you, ladies?
Fine.
How are you? Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. We did talk about the Retreat Center many moons ago on Labors of Love, mm-hmm. and now the Retreat Center is complete, and we get to talk about it some more. So I'm very excited about having the conversation with you all today.
Thank you.
So, sister, I always love hearing about vocations and why you became a sister. You don't have to say all that, but if you can share a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I was born in Mexico, in Querétaro, Mexico, and I started my formation over there in Querétaro. I decided to become a nun. I mean, it's a call from God, and it's hard to explain, really, and it's in words, to put it in words. But since my family is very Catholic, I guess all my parents... they put that little seed in me, and God worked on it. So now I'm here, and today I'm celebrating my 25th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Of my final vow. So I thank God for that. So I'm very happy that I'm become a Pax Christi Sisters, because it's a call, and I answer that call, and I ask God every day to help me to keep going, you know, and serve Him the best I can.
So you feel fulfilled as a sister because this was your vocation, your call from God.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you should be happy in whatever you do. And if you feel happy, that's your vocation. And that's the way I feel. Every time I do anything that I have to work in a parish or in my community here in my mother's house, I have been happy doing everything that you have been asking me to do for my community. See, yeah, I feel fulfilled, yes.
Wonderful. And Miss Hilda, can you share a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I have always been very involved in church, and I've had several other types of jobs, and it was a job. And I've been very involved in a lot of retreats, and I feel like being involved more on a daily basis on a retreat and being able to bring people to retreats was more of a mission or a ministry, as far as having a ministry instead of a job. And so when I started working there, I felt like I was at the right place. God put me in the right place.
So you're the coordinator for the Liturgical Retreat
Center.
Yes,
I am. Yes, I am.
All right. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, I enjoyed getting to know a little bit about you all. Let's go ahead and talk now about the history of the Retreat Center, and we'll start with you, Sister Teresa.
Sure. Well, the community really were planning for our chapel. Our mother foundress, Mother Teresa Santoyo, had that dream for a long time since they moved to the property that we are now in Calalen. And she wanted to build a chapel. But in the end, Mother Maria Elva and the other Sister Guadalupe started talking with the bishop and the need of maybe having a retreat center here. And our foundress wanted to have a center which will be called Liturgical Retreat Center, because as we focus a lot of the liturgy and a lot of the sacraments and all that involves the liturgy. So that's why we call it Liturgical Retreat Center, because it's part of the dream that our foundress, Mother Teresa, had it too. So it has been for a long time that we plan about this, and this until now that we fulfill that dream, thanks to our Mother General, Mother Maria Elva Reyes, and the other sister was helping her, Sister Guadalupe Cervantes. And we, all the sisters, were involved in some way, too, in the fulfillment of this dream. So we are really happy that we have it now there. I love my chapel. I call it my chapel because I feel like it's very special to me.
And it's a beautiful chapel, I must say.
Yeah, thank you. Especially because Mother, our founders, wanted to have it, you know, wanted to have a bigger chapel in our mother house, which is here in Corpus Christi. So now we are very thankful that we have that dream come true. And we pray that it keeps going, especially that. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, Sister, both of you have attended retreats.
Yes.
And I want to know, first of all, what is a retreat and what are your experiences of having been on a retreat?
Yeah.
So why are retreats important?
Well, it's very important because we all need to have a time with God, only with Him. A retreat is just to leave everything behind, everything that we do every single day. Sometimes we are so busy, and we need to focus at least a week, a weekend, just to be with God and meditate and thanking Him because He has been good to us. And a retreat is just to go there and thank Him, but also especially to get closer to Him, to have a closer relationship with God, with Jesus. They are always there waiting for us. We are the ones who need to make the time to go there. My experience in doing retreats has been wonderful because we all need that. At least we do it at least once a year. We do a community retreat. So I really get a lot out of it because it's good to always remember my formation and to remember how much is the love that I have received from God and how much I have to be thankful for that. So a retreat, it can help you a lot to fulfill and to, especially to feel in peace. Peace is so needed right now. And that's my thing. Every time that I go to retreats, I ask for me just to get out of that, a lot of the peace that I need for my whole journey of the year or the month or the week. We all need that. That's why we go to Mass. But especially if we have them, if we make a time to go to retreats, I assure you, you will feel that peace that is much needed. Everyone needs that.
So people, for example, will retreat from the busyness of everyday life, get away from the technology, get away from the just the chaos and the busyness of everyday existence to go and retreat away from this all and be with God. Ms. Hilda, what are your experiences with retreats?
Well, one of my favorite quotes or scriptures is, "Be still and know that I am God." And being a mother and a wife and an employee, you know, you're always busy. And one of the things that you, when you go to a retreat, you do leave your cell phone, your computers, you know, everything behind, and you dedicate that three-day weekend or four-day weekend, and you know it's your time with God. So anything you get that weekend is like your total devotion, what you give Him. It is a reminder of why we keep, you know, doing this. It kind of refocuses you and it makes you renew your faith. One of the things I've always been told is, how can you give? Because I also teach CCD. It's like, how can you give to your students? You're welcome. How can you give to your students if you're always pouring yourself out and giving? And one of my friends told me one time, you have to renew that. You have to refill that so you can be able to give more out. So that's, you know, like a replenishing, I guess.
Well, I like all those R's, refocusing, renewal, replenishing. I remember
retreat.
I remember going on my last retreat, and it was a marriage retreat. And it was with, of course, my husband, and I don't remember where we went, but it was close to San Antonio, and we had such a grand time. It was just him and I, and we were going on our second child, and I knew that I was going to have to be on 6 months of bed rest with my pregnancy, and I also had to tell my boss, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to be here for the next 6 months. And it was a very difficult time. And so we went on this retreat and we prayed quite a bit and we were able to refocus ourselves on our goal of having more children. And we were able to renew ourselves because we were away from the daily existence of life. And I really enjoyed myself.
That's good. Yeah. Renewing is very important. And we have to do it every day, especially me as a nun. I have to do it every day because every day is a new start. If I messed up yesterday, tomorrow will be better. But it's a renewed it every day, every single day.
That's so that sounds very hopeful.
Yes.
Yeah, you were just about to say that's why we pray.
Yes, exactly. That's why we pray every day. And we have our prayers every day, you know, in the morning and the afternoon and the evening. And we do it because of that, because we need to renew it ourselves every single day so that we can serve better, you know, the people that is outside and they need our help.
I imagine people being just ragged, and there's another R, and just really, really tired, and just all consumed with bills and errands and consumed with taking care of their elderly parents or taking care of their grandchildren. Maybe something tragic happened, or just having every moment of their lives filled with something to do, from the point they wake up in the morning to the point that they go to sleep. And that can get very exhausting. Mm-hmm. So really what I'm stressing is that retreats are essential. And our listeners, if you have not gone on a retreat, I strongly encourage you to attend a retreat. And the Pax Christi Retreat Center offers these opportunities. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. In what form?
Well, we do, right now we have groups coming to book for retreats, but we haven't really started offering retreats that we can do, you know, personal retreats,
but
maybe
that's
silent
the
retreat.
Hope.
We want to do that in the future, yes, because we really want to help the people in that way too. We want to give them the opportunity to use the facility, but also to we will be there to help them.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about the facility. Stay with us on Labors of Love.
This is Labors of Love.
Whether you've seen it before or have never experienced the live nativity production at St. John Paul II High School, you'll want to go this December 8th, 9th, or 10th. From 6 to 8 each evening, you can take the whole family on a drive through this massive event on the St. John Paul II High School campus, 3036 Saratoga Boulevard, while enjoying free refreshments. Witness the story of Mary, Joseph, and the birth of Jesus as depicted by over 200 students. Gates will close promptly at 7:45 each evening, so plan to get there early. Donations will be accepted as you exit the school grounds. The greatest story ever told comes to life at St. John Paul II High School, December 8th through 10th. For complete information, call the school, 855-5744.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. Again, I'm here with my two guests, Sister Teresa Marie Diaz and Hilda Gonzalez from the Pax Christi Retreat Center. And we've been talking about the importance of retreats. You all shared some retreat experiences that you've had. And I wanted to know, what are some of the retreats that we're looking forward to at the Retreat Center?
Okay, right now we do have some Engaged Encounter retreats scheduled for every other month with us. Also, the Validation Conferences. We also have some ACTS retreats, True Presence. They're all different types of retreats. If you're interested in finding out what retreats are available, you can contact us or ask your parish if there's a retreat going on. We are scheduling several here.
Well, I know that Engaged Encounters and Marriage Encounters and Convalidations, Pre-Canas, all of those are really special gatherings. And if anyone wants any information, please contact the Diocese of Corpus Christi. I want to talk about the accommodations of the Retreat Center. I want to know how many beds there are. It's a brand new. I mean, it smells brand new. The chapel is gorgeous. They have an organ in there. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new Retreat Center on many, many acres. Tell me the accommodations of the Retreat Center.
Okay, first of all, we're on 20 acres, and we do have the Sisters Convent right next door, so they can constantly be praying for us while you're at a retreat. The conference room that we have divides into two sections. The total capacity is 315 persons. Our dorms have 158 beds, and we do have a fully equipped kitchen. Each bedroom is for two guests, and a shower is shared between two people. You don't have to worry about having 20 people to one shower. We do have like a double occupancy rooms. We do have a handicap rooms. We've got four in the facility. And we do have single occupancy private rooms for priests or someone that just needs their privacy.
So then you want to have, first of all, those accommodations seem wonderful. I've actually been on a tour, and I've seen those brand new rooms and that kitchen and the conference room, and you did say it separates in two, so you can have two simultaneous conferences going on at the same time.
Correct.
Or maybe if there's a Spanish and English track, you can then open up that dividing wall and then combine everyone at the end of the day. It's just a beautiful place to have a retreat, and I look forward to when you have those individual silent retreats.
Yeah,
not so sure about the silence part, but it will be interesting. Sister, why don't you tell us about silent retreats and what they are and how someone can really benefit from going on a silent retreat?
Well, I can tell you that it's not easy for me to go in a silent retreat either, but I went to one, and it was really beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. I went to Sarita, and I have there like almost a week, and in there it's completely silenced. Everything you eat in silent, everything. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful because you have the time just to talk to God, even when you are eating. Even when you are doing, I mean, anything, you are in your room, the only thing that you concentrate is in talking to Him or doing a spiritual reading. It's just only about God, you know, trying to be or to find ways to how can I better communicate with God, how much I can do, you know, and just to meditate in yourself, what I have done this past month, this past year, what I have to do to grow more. And it's just, it was a beautiful experience. I can confess because I really, it was hard for me. And I was thinking before I went there, it's like, what I'm going to be, I mean, I don't know how to keep in silence.
I don't know how to be quiet.
Yeah, I like to talk, and it's not easy. And the sisters were there too, so we were a lot of sisters in the same area, but everybody has their own rooms and all that. But it was a beautiful experience. I really enjoy it. And the sister that was there, she was very helpful too. So she helped us really in concentrating in how to have that contemplation.
Ah, contemplation. Mm-hmm. So think.
Yes, exactly. Because you can meditate in a passage of the Bible or something, but in the end, it will take you to contemplation, to really just be with God. Just let your mind go there, you know. And it's not an easy thing, you know, when you are not doing it like every day, especially if you have so much to do on the day, but I really enjoyed that retreat, and I told my Mother General in the beginning, I don't know what I'm going to do all these days, but I'm going. And when I come back, I really thank her because it was a beautiful experience. I did have a beautiful experience there. And I want for people to have that kind of experience, to have the chance to really experience that silence retreat because it's just beautiful.
Well, and now you get to walk with people, both of you, Sister Teresa and Hilda, mm-hmm. you get to walk with people that are coming on these retreats. Now, one of your prayers is to fill up this retreat center.
Yes.
On a weekly basis.
Yes.
And so we encourage our listeners to take a look at the website. I'll give you that information a little later. But as you can see, we are sharing with you what it means to go on a retreat, whatever kind of retreat it is. I remember
yes.
going on, not necessarily a retreat, but it was an afternoon of reflection, mm-hmm. and I had some spiritual direction. And so I went into this room, and I didn't know what I was going to do with myself. And the spiritual director didn't tell me what to do. She just said, okay, you have an hour. And I said, to do what? Mm-hmm. Well, whatever you want to do. Yeah. So there was some music, there was some colors, some pastels, some readings, and a couch. So, hey, I took a nap. I needed to take a nap. Mm-hmm. God was telling me that I was doing too much. But I also drew. I used some pastels, and I drew a little bit. I listened to some spiritual recordings, and I didn't talk. It was me and God and mm-hmm. what I needed to do. Questions that I had for him, and we also need to listen. So let's talk about listening, Sister. Why is it so important to listen to God?
It is. And I think it is very difficult right now in times to really sit down and listen to him. Because when we listen to him, we will do the right thing every time. Because if we really make ourselves in that disposition of listening to God, we will be better. Really, even I can tell you by experience, because sometimes we don't really listen to Him. We want to do what I think is best for me. But if God said it's not best for you, you know, nonetheless, I'm not listening. You know, I want to do what I want to do. But as I say, if we really sit down and I come back again in that contemplation, that's when we listen to God, because we are only Him and me there. And I have to really focus and concentrate so that I can be there to listen to Him. And as I say, we can be better if we really listen to Him.
And sometimes we don't like what we're hearing.
No, exactly.
I was going to say that. Sometimes we are afraid to listen because we don't want to do what He asks. I know if you listen, then you will be able to follow, because, of course, He's going to guide us to wherever we need to be. He's going to be the one giving us direction. And sometimes we might be in denial and saying, no, that can't be God talking to me. But if we really listen, then we really know His voice. Mm-hmm.
So. Now, I encourage our listeners, not right now, to take some time, but not right now, keep on listening to us, but to take some time to turn everything off, to be in silence, to kind of retreat yourself away from the busyness of life, and just try to communicate with God, be in prayer, but not just you talking. Let's go ahead and be silent and listen to what God has to say and listen to how He wants to direct us. I think it's really important that we take that time, like you said, Sister, daily. So that we can do, let's say, an examination of conscience at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
What did I do well today? What did I not do well? How can I do things better tomorrow? Tomorrow is always great because there's always that sense of hope.
Exactly.
I made a mistake today. Mm-hmm. I failed really badly. God, I am sorry. But guess what? We're a hopeful people. We're an Easter people. And there's always tomorrow. So let's talk about, in these last few seconds, why retreats can offer us hope.
Because that's what we are there for. Hope is everything for us. Because, as you say, tomorrow can be better. And if I go to that retreat and I really focus myself in that retreat, tomorrow in my life can be better. That's hope. And it's a beautiful hope that we can all have because of our faith also. Because we know God is always there waiting for us. And if we go to any kind of retreat, we know that I can go there from that retreat feeling better and being better myself for your family, for yourself especially, and for a better society. Everything can be better.
And Ms. Hilda, if people want more information about the retreat center, where will you send them?
They can call us at our number. Our number is 241-5479. Again, 241-5479. Or they can go on our website or look us up under Pax Christi Sisters, cc.org.
Thanks for being with us. Sacred Moments with Deacon Nolte is up next.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's Sacred Moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
Nearly every day we hear of the tragic death of some individual, sometimes a well-known person, who died unexpectedly of an accidental overdose or a car wreck. It could be a victim of domestic violence or child abuse, or of an armed robbery or assault. It might even be an individual who either didn't receive medical treatment or just not promptly enough. Whatever the situation and cause, we usually stop for a moment and ponder the news. Usually, we make some type of a judgment about the people involved, and then move on to the next news item, dismissing it as something that is out there, external to ourselves. On some rare occasion, we internalize the news and consider the possibility that one day it might be about our own death. In the midst of our daily lives, we make decisions that impact us and the lives of those around us, especially our own family. We get in a hurry and drive faster than we should, or take shortcuts and work practices that could endanger us. Even a simple choice such as where and what we eat for lunch impacts our life. If our diet is not balanced and we regularly eat fried, fatty foods, we gain weight and cause damage to our entire body. The end result could be heart disease, or worse. Unfortunately, we seldom ever stop and consider the consequences that our judgments and decisions may have on us and others. Consequently, our behavior often affects us in negative ways, and as we begin to encounter the consequences of our choices, we start playing the blame game. We blame God for our problems and ask Him why life has to be hard. We blame Him for our poor health, for our lack of wealth, and for family that just doesn't meet our expectations. We then blame our family and friends for scheduling activities that are not convenient to us, or for inviting us to something we really don't want to go to, that causes us to either go or come up with a good excuse not to. We look at everyone else's faults, but fail to look in the mirror at ourselves, the one person who has control over our actions. Jesus poses this question to all who would follow Him. Why do you call Me Lord, Lord, and not do what I command you? He continues, if you make My word your home, you will learn the truth, and the truth will make you free. He tells us this because He came that we might have life and have it to the fullest measure, a measure that does not restrict or cause pain, but frees us to know His joy and peace. Encountering Jesus and His living word converts our hearts from hearts of stone to hearts of love. The end result is that we see ourselves and others in a different light, allowing us to live unencumbered by sin and the blame game. Instead of making excuses for why you don't want to do something, why not make excuses for doing it? Who knows, you might find yourself liking the people around you just a little bit more if you look for the positive rather than the negative. You might even begin to like yourself a little more. You can excuse yourself away from living, or you can free your life from excuses. May God grant you sacred moments in the times of pain and blaming, and may the light of His word penetrate the depths of your heart and renew it with love. Amen.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my two guests, Sister Teresa Marie and Hilda Gonzalez from the Pax Christi Retreat Center. If you would like more information, please call them at 241-5479 or visit their website at paxchristisisterscc.org. Thanks again for being with us on Labors of Love.
This has been Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. If you'd like to hear this or a previous program again, or download it to your device, browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Religious Education, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.